And understand your business. You grow and build a better world. We're there every step of the way. RDO Equipment Company, your local John Deere dealership in Breckenridge.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Cool one out there. 30 degrees right now, and got some sunshine. October 10th edition. And look who's back from a well-deserved vacation. Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I love hearing these stories about your trip.
It was a good trip. People that haven't been to New York before, it's pretty impressive. And then we went on to Niagara Falls, and like I said, when I first was going, I thought, oh, you get to watch a bunch of water go over the falls. But it's just, there's so much more to it than that. And the Canadian side is much more impressive than the U.S. side.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
I would urge people, if you ever go, stay on the Canadian side.
I was looking for you on the Today Show every day. You know, wondering, you know, Steve going to show up there?
That and GMA both, you know. They were only a few blocks away, but I never made it down there.
All right. Hey, we're back to talk real estate. Good to see you back.
It's good to be back.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You want to share? Or should I just make you 40?
70 plus.
Okay.
Leave it at that.
There you go. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Hey, I read something yesterday. I got this, and I've been reading it the past couple of days. 20 pieces of advice if we could call our younger self and say, hey, here's some good advice for you. What would you say? And one of them was, invest in property as soon as possible. Just buy a house, kids. No big deal. I thought of you immediately because it is, you know, that probably is good advice. As they say, that's the best purchase you're ever going to make.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. And I see that happen, especially with younger kids, you know, when they're in their even mid-20s. And they end up buying a house, you know, and 10 years later, they want to make a change. And that house is now maybe doubled in price if you're lucky, and you know, you got an awful lot of down payment moving forward. And for a lot of people that got to come into 3% interest rates, you know, you came out of with a lot of equity, and then you got to borrow at that low rate, and you really got a nice house payment out of the deal.
Well, let's talk about equity for a minute too, because that's what they say. I mean, you go into to home buying for that reason, equity, and then just build that up.
Right. And there's two ways that can happen. You know, one is just through the inflation of the house factors, you know, that they just go up in price. Mm-hmm. And the other part is it's a forced saving plan, because every month you make a payment, you have some money going against principal, which is now lowering, you know, the balance. And so it's a savings plan,
right,
in the long run. And so there's two ways to look at that. And of course, there is some tax deduction that comes with that, too. Not as good as it used to be, but
right,
there is still some on that stuff. So, so yeah, there are reasons why to invest. And then you can get caught on the other end. And I might even venture a guess that right now, our upper end of the market, you know, if you bought a house 2 years ago, right now, you may not make a lot of money on that house in the last 6 months, the way interest rates have gone up, because it's reduced the number of buyers that are available for the upper end, which then and sometimes starts making that price come down a little bit.
Well, I've asked you this before. What influence is that, and how do we get it to go the other direction, or what's going to make it go the other direction?
Interest rates is certainly a big deal, you know, because the lower the rate, the more affordable for more people, which then drives buyers, which then drives the prices back up again, too. Mm-hmm. So, but you take the buyers out of the equation, and, you know, you got no choice almost, if you need to sell, to start dropping that price a little bit until somebody sees it happen. You know, the things that I'm hearing right now on interest rates, we talk about that all the time, is up. and unfortunately, you know, if we're going to go up, it's just going to keep a lot of people buying less house than they were able to buy a year ago.
Sounds like kind of a supply and demand sort of thing going on.
That's certainly part of it, you know. And you got to get used to the fact that if you're going to pay 7% and you want a house, you get to buy a house. You may not get to buy as much as you wanted to. But nevertheless, you know, you just got to recheck your affordability and see what you can afford. And and get back into the market.
So we haven't had numbers here in the past couple of weeks, and Sherry goes, you know, I'm just going to leave that to Steve because he's the numbers guy. Have they improved at all or just kind of staying the same?
Yeah, they're, and the indications right now are that they might go up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you start seeing these things in Israel and all the stuff going on overseas, you know, you worry about how they're going to affect our markets. You know, oil's gone up already in 2 days and some other things, and a lot of times that'll turn around the corner and come back into interest rates too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't, and they're saying right now they don't see them coming down for a little while yet.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm sure we're going to go into the first quarter of next year and hope we might get to see a drop or something by then.
All right, let's hope.
Yeah.
Switching gears, new listings.
There's getting to be more listings out there, and again, looking at pricing, and once you start having competition for the same price range, now it's, you know, who's going to drop a price, and as soon as they do, are you forced to drop with them?
Right.
You know, so, yeah, the competition is starting to be the fact that there's just getting to be a few more houses on the market, and and the upper-end ones are probably, again, the ones that, you know, we got to keep a track on those prices, because if it's 250 on up, you know, interest rates have definitely got something to say about the value factor.
All right. Good information, Steve, as always on a Tuesday. Good to see you back. I'm glad you had a good time. How are you going to celebrate your birthday?
Quietly. In fact, the sooner it goes away, the better.
Well, until I start mouthing off about it, definitely.
Yeah,
but,
definitely. I was going to try to keep it quiet.
No, never happens around here, definitely. Well, you have a great one, Steve.
All right.
And happy birthday. Congrats. And we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. Sounds good. Good to see you, Bill.
Talking to Steve and Sherry, talking real estate as we do every Tuesday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And you can too with Bill Dablo. Mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. We'll ever think better on the home, but now they're meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama stayed home taking care of the kids. Daddy didn't mind the way it was.